Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
The Kindness of the Road. It was the summer of 1984, and I was headed west on my Suzuki, camping gear strapped to the seat. In Denver, I met two guys riding a Honda. They were nearly broke and going to Florida to start new jobs. We hung out for a while in their hotel room. Before leaving, I bought them dinner and a six-pack. At 9 o'clock p.m., I started east on I-70 towards home in the dark. 2.5 hours later, in the middle of nowhere, the master link fell off the chain. I coasted to the shoulder, knowing I didn't have a spare. A few minutes later, a Harley driver pulled up and offered to help, but without another master link, there was nothing we could do. He was headed east to boot camp at Fort Dix, but he offered me a ride back to Denver to drop me off with the Honda guys. Between stopping for me and going back to Denver, he was going about 6 hours out of his way. We decided to leave my bike on the shoulder. Then a Colorado State Trooper pulled up behind us. He suggested pushing the bike down into the ditch so it would be out of sight. All that camping gear would be very tempting. The ditch was soft sand and the bike's side stand was sinking. The trooper emptied a clipboard and handed it to me to put under the side stand. "Don't worry, I'll get another one back at the barracks." He promised to keep an eye on my bike while on patrol. By 2 a.m. we were back in Denver. I tried to insist, but the Harley rider wouldn't take any money for gas. The Honda guys threw some blankets on the floor in their hotel room and let me sleep there. The next morning, one of them took me to a local bike shop where I bought two Master Links. Then he drove me out to my bike. A quick repair and the bike was fixed. I followed him back to Denver where his buddy had been waiting all that time. The two guys were delayed for 6 hours in addition to being woken up in the middle of the night. I filled their tank, but that didn't cover the gas they had used. I knew it would be their only meal that day, so I bought them a huge lunch. I wasn't in dire financial straits, and I wasn't going to die out there, but three people spent hours and hours of their time and gas helping me just because they wanted to. And the second Master Link I bought? Well, just before Kansas City, I pulled onto the shoulder behind a stranded Yamaha motorcycle with a missing Master Link.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.